And if you've got 10 minutes spare, fill it in, and we appreciate the feedback. And good luck. We'll do the draw for the fuel next Tuesday after the long weekend. 13 past 7.
Something I know a lot of people look forward to each year is the Seniors Expo. It is happening at Belmont 16 Footers tomorrow from 10 a.m. And to tell us more about that, we have the Federal Member for Shortland, Pat Conroy, on the phone. Good morning, Pat.
Good morning. How are you?
We're pretty good, thank you very much. So the Seniors Expo, I know last year a lot of people went there, a lot of good information. Explain what it's all about.
Yeah, so every year I hold a big Seniors Expo at Belmont 16 Footers, where it's a great opportunity for everyone over the age of 55 to come and get information. We have over 20 stalls from people like Centrelink, Telstra, Fair Trading, other service providers, community clubs and recreational clubs aimed at supporting seniors. So you can wander around the stalls. You can get some goodies and some show bags, sign up for classes to the University of Third Age. And we also have presentations. So we have Terry Morgan from New South Wales Law Society talk about estate planning, which is often a grim subject, but he injects a lot of humour and common sense into his presentation and answers questions that people have about many of the misconceptions out there about wills. And then we have a presentation from Fair Trading about scams and scam watch and how to avoid being ripped off. So it's a great morning where people can get lots of information and can find out about what's out there to help them live a full and happy life.
Starts at 10 o'clock tomorrow at the 16 Footers. It is free. And look, I know you're after, because obviously numbers are limited because of the area that it occupies. Are registrations still open, Pat? You know?
Absolutely. You can ring my office or hop onto my website, patconroy.com.au, and register. Usually we get about 300 people there, so please RSVP. But if in the end you wake up tomorrow and you feel like coming down, I'm sure we can make space for people.
Good.
All right, now, another thing that you would be across, the AMA president came out yesterday and said, we cannot wait for the results of the Royal Commission into Aged Care due for release next November. We need to act now. The patient-to-staff ratios in aged care is at a critical point. Well, it doesn't exist, so it's got to be upped. Your views on that, Pat?
Yeah, look, I have a lot of sympathy for those arguing for a set nurse-to-patient ratio. As I said, we've got an educator-to-child ratio, and we've got a nurse-to-patient ratio in public hospitals. So I think there is a strong argument for aged care ratios. And I think there's a very strong argument about increasing the quality of aged care. In fact, I've written to the aged care commissioners asking for a hearing of the Royal Commission in the Hunter. I think it's essential, given we've got a very large population of seniors, and we've got lots of families who've been impacted by the quality of aged care, and they should have their right to have their say. But urgent help is needed, both in residential aged care and dealing with 130,000 people on the home care waiting list, because we want people to stay in their homes as long as possible, but that's pretty hard when you've got 130,000 people on the waiting list, and you in fact had 16,000 people unfortunately die while waiting for home care packages.
Yeah.
The whole system needs desperate reform.
Yep, there's a certain sense of urgency there. And let's hope, before November of next year, that some measures are implemented. Look, we discussed the difficult topics here, and one of them we've been discussing this morning is whether or not we call these beetles ladybirds or ladybugs, and whether or not they're orange or red. Pat, look, do you refer to them as ladybirds or ladybugs?
Well, I get them mixed up, and I actually got corrected by my six-year-old daughter because we found a few in our garden on Sunday, and she was very emphatic that they were ladybugs. She, in fact, tried to adopt them, and I had to persuade her that they probably would have lived a happier life if you released them into the bushes. But she was very emphatic that they're ladybugs, and I certainly and loath to go against the commands of my daughter.
Yes.
And were they orange or red?
These ones were actually orange, which was quite interesting because I'm used to seeing them as red. But the three or four we saw on the weekend were definitely orange.
Good.
Oh, look, this debate. You know, we're worried about aged care, but the ladybug, ladybird thing is out of control, Pat.
Exactly. It's the critical question for our society.
Oh, definitely, definitely. All right, thanks for having a chat with us this morning, Pat.
Have a great morning. Take care.
Member for Shortland, Pat Conroy. His Seniors Expo happens from 10 o'clock tomorrow morning at the 16 Footers. They'd like you to register, but if you you, as you said, get up and on an impulse want to go tomorrow, you can. But ring his office or go to his website and you can register. But it is free and there's a lot of good information that's available and goodies.
Yeah.
Show bags.
Well, all about the Scam Watch.
Yes.
So, fair try.